Now again today, I want to call your attention to verse 6 in 1 Peter, and I want to read it one more time. We discussed it yesterday, but I want to read it and have it set in your mind one more time before we go on to verse 7. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season. In other words, you have eternal rejoicing in Christ. But during seasons of your life, you have trials and tribulations, if need be. Now, there might be some who would not need as much trial as others. So he puts in this statement here, if need be. So what do you mean, preacher, by that? Well, I think that's a very simple thing. If a person goes ahead and obeys God and serves the Lord and reads the Bible and believes it and practices it and becomes a witness for Christ, then he would certainly not need to be refined as much as one who has a tendency to hold back and a tendency to be timid, a tendency to not pronounce the gospel, not to let it be known that they're a Christian, or to miss persecution, try to be a secret disciple. So that's the reason for the phrase, if need be. And I think most of us would have to say that we need this tribulation. We need these temptations or trials that we might come forth as gold, as he says in the next verse we'll read in a moment. He says, ye are in heaviness, that's for a moment. That's not forever, praise God. Whenever trials and temptations come to your life as a Christian, and by the way, they will come. Don't pay any attention to the crowd that's telling you today that you just love Jesus and raise your hand and say you'll take him as your Savior and everything's going to be a bed of roses from then on. If you become a true, born-again child of God, you become one who stands for the truth of the Word of God and believes it and speaks it as it says, then you're going to suffer persecution and you're going to suffer the trials of this life. So if you do not see a person going through trial, you know one of two things. They're either right with the Lord and don't need the trial at this particular time, or they are not truly born again. So he says this is for a season. Somebody said there was a verse of Scripture that is a blessing. Though it's taken out of context, it's a blessing. The Bible says, and it came to pass. Well, that's what happens to our trials and our temptations and our struggles that we have in this life. They come to pass. They don't come to stay. It's for a season. You're in heaviness through manifold trials or temptations. Then he says that the trial of your faith, the trial of your faith. Now, that's what the trial's all about. The trial is not God punishing you necessarily. There is a different theme, a different thought taught in the Scripture concerning Christian being chastised because of his disobedience. But he's talking here not about chastisement. He's talking about trial and temptation or testing because of your faith. It's the trial of your faith. That's what it is, the trial of your faith. The devil wants to destroy your faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. And he is doing a good job of it today in our churches that have stopped preaching the Word of God and have gone to entertainment in their program. They've stopped preaching, Thus Saith the Lord, and have gone after the present day, reach the multitudes by giving them what they want philosophy. Now let me say to you very clearly and very plainly, and I don't want to draw any punches because there's a lot of young preachers perhaps listening to me, and I want you to know that you had better read and study and learn and preach the Word of God as it is for men as they are and forget all this business of trying to draw crowds and trying to reach people in the boomer baby age or whatever, or trying to reach the new society that we're living in or a different society that we're living in today. You'd better forget all of that. Forget all of this this business of seminars, how you can fill up your church in 2 months' time. My goodness, that's no problem to do. Any one of us could fill up a church in one service. We could fill it up. We could have Johnny Cash in, and the place would be full. We could have some of these Hollywood stars and some of these country music stars and some of these people that the world goes after. We could have them in and the people would come. But just as soon as they were gone, the people would be gone. So I warn the younger preacher today listening to me, stick by the Word of God. Now, it's not only the younger preachers that are falling for some of this stuff. It's some of the older preachers as well. And I say you ought to know better. You ought to know better. You ought to have better sense than to follow the worldly path to try to fill up your church. You ought to do what God says do, preach the word, witness for Christ, pray, and labor for God, and leave the results in God's hands. Now, I got hung up there just a little bit, but this is the trial of our faith. It's not trying to just hurt us or to make us discouraged. The trials of Satan is to try to get us to leave the faith that was once delivered to the saints and try to preach some new gospel. Even in the days of the Apostle Paul, there were some who were preaching, Paul said, another gospel. They're not preaching my gospel. Now, when Paul says my gospel, he is saying the gospel that I preach. And he said there are those who are preaching another gospel, not preaching my gospel. And so there are many preachers today who have gotten discouraged with empty pews and with lack of people at the altar, and they have gone the way of the world, and they have yielded to the temptation and the testing of Satan to try to destroy their faith in the finished work of Christ. The only reason a man wouldn't preach the Word of God is because he is not sure that it would come to pass. You see, as long as I'm sure what I say is going to come to pass, and what I say is what God says, then I don't have to back up 1 minute. I don't have to apologize for what God says. I've had to apologize many times for things I've said out of my own thoughts and out of my own mind, but I've never had to apologize for anything that God said in the Word. And so this is the trial of your faith that he is talking about here. Be with us tomorrow on the program. Until then, may God bless you, and let us hear from you.